Blog Talk Radio.
Judgment, endow the king, and with your justice the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice, and your afflicted ones with judgment. Lord, every nation on earth will adore. Justice shall flower in his days, and profound peace till the moon be no more. May he rule from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Lord, every nation on earth will adore. The kings of Tarshish and the isles shall offer gifts. The kings of Arabia and Seba shall bring tribute. All kings shall pay him homage. All nations shall serve him. Lord, every nation on earth will adore. For he shall rescue the poor when he cries out, and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. He shall have pity for the lowly and the poor. The lives of the poor he shall save. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. Today is the last day of Christmas, the Feast of the Epiphany, January 6th. And it's the Feast of Saint André Bessette. And the story of the wise men. Though retired into the remote parts of the desert, St. Anthony of the desert often experienced the fiercest attacks of the devils. They would appear to him under 1,000 frightful forms. The saint laughed at their impotence, and to put them to flight, simply contented himself with making the sign of the cross, saying to his disciples, "Believe me, Satan fears prayer and humility and the love of Jesus Christ. The mere sign of the cross suffices to banish him." Saint Patrick and his companions appeared to walk through bolted doors to see the pagan king. Invited to sit down and parley, the pagan priest offered St. Patrick a drink laced with poison. Knowing this, St. Patrick did the sign of the cross over the cup, and immediately the drink went from being hot to ice, except the poison. Dumping out the poison, St. Patrick again blessed the cup, and the drink returned to normal. With everyone watching, the pagan king was converted. And let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So may we be empowered by this great faith. Almighty God, who has poured upon us the new light of your incarnate word. Grant that the same light enkindled in our hearts may shine forth in our lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord God, who commanded us to honor our parents, have mercy on the souls of my father and mother. Forgive their sins and let me see them again one day in the joy of the eternal light. For Christ our Lord. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen.
Waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me and heard my cry, and he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Here am I, Lord, I come to sacrifice or offering you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocaust or sin offerings you sought not, then said I, behold, I come. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. In the written scroll, it is prescribed for me to do your will. Oh my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. Am I, Lord, I come to do your will.
The first reading, coming from 1 John. Beloved, who indeed is the victor over the world, but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one who testifies, and the Spirit is truth. So there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are of one accord. If we accept human testimony, the testimony of God is surely greater. Now the testimony of God is this, that he has testified on behalf of his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has this testimony within himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, believing the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is this is the testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever possesses the Son has life. Whoever does not possess the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you so that you may know that you have eternal life, you who believe in the name of the Son of God. Responsorial Psalm. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Hallelujah. That's glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Hallelujah. He has granted peace in your borders. With the best of wheat he fills you. He sends forth his command to the earth. Swiftly runs his word. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Hallelujah. He has proclaimed his word to Jacob, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel. He has not done thus for any other nation. His ordinances he has not made known to them. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Hallelujah.
Became flesh and dwelt among us. To those who accepted him, he gave power to become children of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Gospel according to Saint Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. This is what John the Baptist proclaimed. The one mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by the Jordan by John. On coming out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased." Blessed the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In the St. Anthony Beset story, thank you. The Saint André Bessette story. My only ambition is to serve God in the most humble task. Saint André Bessette. He said, when you say to God, our Father, he has his ear right next to your lips. One of the benefits of being Catholic is the great access we have with the kingdom of heaven. Jesus gives this to everyone, but unfortunately, sadly, some do not understand this very well. Hebrews chapter 12, 1-2 states, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us, and persevere in running the race that lies before us, while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame, and has taken his seat at the right of the throne of God. Saint André Bessette saw the vision, and now is among those within this cloud of glory. He is back on deeper truth. What a joy to have this heavenly glory around us, reminding us of our need to follow Jesus. He was born in Quebec, Canada, raised in a small town. He was so weak and frail, he was given an emergency baptism. My wife worked at a Catholic hospital and has baptized infants just like this, which shows how sick he was at birth. André was one of 10 children, and work was difficult. His father sought work and was rarely home. He was tragically crushed by a falling tree, working as a lumberjack. Shortly after this accident, his mother developed tuberculosis, leaving St. André orphaned by the time he was 12 years old. He would try any odd jobs he could find. He had no trade, no real education, and his health, he was frail. Through all this wandering, he steadily grew in his spirituality. He maximized what some people would minimally do. He would spend his free time before a crucifix, or he would talk to friends about our Lord. He would be someone after my own heart. He was a lot like the children of Fatima, as he would do penance for those he would pray for. By the time he was 20 years old, he would come to the United States seeking work in New England. There he caught the eye of a parish priest who recommended St. André to the Congregation of the Holy Cross in Montreal. And Father André Provencal wrote, I'm sending you a saint. Because of his poor health, he was not initially accepted. However, the Montreal Archbishop intervened for St. André Bessette, and he was finally accepted in 1872. From this time on, he would be known as Brother André. He made his final vows on February 2nd, 1874, at the age of 28. Incredibly, Brother André would serve there for 40 years. He took hospitality to a whole different level as he served as a receptionist, a Walmart greeter. He did the tasks that most would gladly give to him to do, and he did it with a smile, with love and devotion. He was no average Walmart shopper. He would go and visit the sick at their homes, at the hospitals. It wasn't long that rumors of healing began to spread, something he never took credit, but only praised God. People began to seek him out for prayer, and he would always have a kind word for each person, but he never took credit for any of the supernatural events taking place. He had a strong devotion to Saint Joseph and the Holy Family. He became known as the miracle worker of Mount Royal. With all this excitement surrounding him, of course, the secularists and the anti-Catholics would do whatever harassment they could muster. So influential was Saint André. Once when the news of an epidemic broke out in the entire area, people responded seeking the prayer support of André. Many came to Saint André's door by the droves. It became a public spectacle, as Saint André's superiors were not prepared to handle. Even the diocese was asking questions, and the medical establishment attacked him, calling him a quack. To all of this, André's response was, "I do not cure, Saint Joseph cures." It is important to mention here that no one died as a result of the epidemic, but four secretaries barely covered the over 80,000 letters received each year. That's the way it always is. His popularity far exceeded the criticism, as when he died at age 91, 1 million people passed his coffin. That is wild. This reminds me when I went to Chicago to see Pope St. John Paul II with about 2 million other people, the famed atheist Madeleine O'Hare, along with about 25 protesters, arrived to protest the papal mass at Grant Park. Saint André Bassat was canonized a saint by Pope Benedict XV on December 19, 2009, and his feast day is January 6. So many times do we see the scripture teaching that the humble are lifted up by God. You do not have to be a strong Hulk Hogan type to gain popularity, but a simple love for God and great acts of kindness. Nothing wrong with being an athlete, but it is much better to be a Christian athlete. Saint André Bassat, pray for us. Blessed Brother André, your devotion to Saint Joseph is an inspiration to us. You gave your life selflessly to bring the message of his life to others. Pray that we may learn from Saint Joseph and from you what it is like to care for Jesus and to do his work in the world. Amen. And this is words coming from Saint André Bassat. When you invoke Saint Joseph, you don't have to say much. Say, if you were in my place, Saint Joseph, what would you do? Well, pray for this on my behalf. And thank you, Lord, for the lives of these holy saints who leads by example and testify to the truth who you are, Jesus. I love you, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And thank you for the lives of these holy saints and men and women that the church presents every day to proclaim your glory, O Lord. And today, being the Feast of the Epiphany, well, let's go to September 8th, 18 BC, the birth of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus, the new Eve. The woman, together with her seed, would bruise the serpent's head while the devil strikes at their heel. Genesis 3:15 and Revelation 12. October 3 BC, the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, the busiest temple day of the temple year, Luke 1:10. Sometime late March, early April, the angel of the Lord appeared to Zechariah and announced the coming of John the Baptist. September 3 BC, the planet Jupiter was in conjunction with Regulus, the brightest star in the constellation of Leo the Lion. This would be the star the wise men would follow, leading them to Bethlehem. They followed the star for about 16 months. The star rested over Bethlehem for 6 days, beginning on December 25th, 2 BC. Isaiah chapter 61-6 prophesied, "Rise up in splendor. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. Then all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your ears shall throb and overflow, for the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you, dromedaries from Midian and Ephah, all from Sheba, shall come bearing gold and frankincense, and we now know myrrh, and proclaiming the praises of the Lord." In March, April 2 BC, in the 6th month since the announcement of John the Baptist, October 2 BC, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. For you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom will be, there will be no end." And so March through April 2 BC, Mary hastens to visit Elizabeth, who was in her 6th month of pregnancy. And June 25th, 2 BC, birth of St. John the Baptist. And we know Jesus was born December 25th, 2 BC. And the wise man, that's what the epiphany, the manifestation, Jesus is truly God and man, the Savior of the world, was born. And that's what the Christmas season is about. Today is the last day of Christmas, the last day of the Christmas season, the day of the epiphany and the wise man. And this is a great proclamation for all the world today. And that's why I've been preparing for through Advent and now Christmas. Christmas has arrived. Happy New Year. The Lord has come the past few days. And what a great miracle and the good news that the angels proclaim to the shepherds and the church proclaims to the world today. The angels are here with us at every Mass. The guardian angels are with us. We are not left orphaned. So we have so much to be thankful for. And piece of the piece of the Epiphany. Wow. And this story of the star, going all the way back to the Old Testament, Balaam, the prophet Balaam, first spoke about, foretold about the star. And how the wise men traversed following this star. And the story of the angel appearing to Zechariah. All this happened independently and yet simultaneously come together. That is something else. So how wonderful it is for us to look back and see all of this. And it's about the star. And I'm going to be playing a song here about the star.
When all the lambs are sound asleep, we keep them safe through the night. But there's a new star that we've seen, one that looks really bright.
Here he comes, he says.
Well, there's angels in the starry skies. You'll think the friend.
Here he comes, he says.
Yeah, there's angels in the starry skies. Looks kinda like the spaceship. He's in Bethlehem. Yeah, he's in Bethlehem. Yeah, that's when you can see Christ. You gotta look in your books if you check my car. You'll see why my car said there's something happening up.
this has been Deeper Truth, and this is the last day of Christmas and the Feast of the Epiphany, the Manifestation. And may our hearts be enlightened by the glory of the Lord. And back to though retired into the remote parts of the desert, St. Anthony of the desert often experienced the fiercest attacks of the devils. They would appear to him under a thousand frightful forms. The saint laughed at their importance, and to put them to flight, simply contented himself with making the sign of the cross, saying to his disciples, "Believe me, Satan fears prayer and humility and the love of Jesus Christ. The mere sign of the cross suffices to banish him." St. Patrick and his companions appeared to walk through bolted doors to see the pagan king, invited to sit down and parley. The pagan priest offered St. Patrick a drink laced with poison. Knowing this, St. Patrick did the sign of the cross over the cup, and immediately the drink went from being hot to ice, except the poison, and dumping out the poison. St. Patrick again blessed the cup, and the drink returned to normal, with everyone watching. The pagan king was converted. And as we close, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen, may we be empowered by this great faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Thank you for coming for us, saving us. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him might not perish, but might have everlasting life. And that's what Christmas is all about. And that's why this season is so important. So we're invited. Make the Mass the center of your life. And pray the rosary daily. Pray the rosary. Pray. And make those place those mysteries of the rosary and the Bible story, the gospel message. Place it into your heart. Love these stories. Let it become and fill you and be a part of you. No longer I, but he who lives in me. So, if you're traveling today, be safe. God bless. Pray for America. Pray for America. Pray for the Catholic Church. Pray for Pope Francis. Pray for all the bishops. Pray for our Holy Catholic Church.
Awake from your slumber. Arise from your sleep.